Okay, let's go.
Welcome to Sippin' Tea with Birthday JB. That's right. Happy birthday to me. In a few hours, actually. It's a good week. It's a good week to be me. I always love my birthday week. Because why not? It's your own individual New Year's. So it's essentially New Year's Eve for me right now. So I'm going to get fucking crazy. Whoop whoop. And record a fucking podcast for my New Year's. And also I hope you enjoy it. It seems as though, from a little bit of feedback that I got, that my smorgasbord episode was a tasty little treat for you. And as I'm out here working on two other more lengthy episodes, I think I'll let this summer be summer of shorts. Which is kind of confusing. Not shorts as in pants versus shorts. Like shorts, short stories, short stuff. Short shits. Talking short shits with Brits. Except there's only one of me, but you get what I'm saying. Little ditties. And what did he do anyways? What did Diddy do? I keep meaning to Google that. Did he like piss on children? Probably sexualize somebody? I don't know. I don't know what he did. But that's neither here nor there. I'm getting off track. What I'm here to share with you today is some stories that hopefully inspire you. Then I will sprinkle a little scare and a good laugh at the tail end. So let's talk about Fat Camp and a few of my most recent accomplishments, which I've renamed Operation J-Row 2024. Now, hopefully, you see what I was trying to do there, like J-Lo, but J-Row, because my name, get it? But J-Lo, that bitch is banging. She's like 55. Still got it. Still got it. Hot as shit. Love it. I'm going to do that too. Now, hold your horses there, okay? Because I am not turning 55. Nothing wrong with being 55. But slow down. We don't need to talk about what I'm turning. Doesn't really matter, but it's not 55. Okay? So Fat Camp, aka Fat Camp J-Row 2024. It's a three-piece production that I came up with in my own noggin. And let's just start from the beginning. Okay? How it all began. Now, I'm not going to make you sad here, so we're just going to say that there was a time in my life not so long ago that I, you know, personally in my own world went through a little bit of a ringer, a little ring dinger. Really fucking took me out, took my knees right out, fucking right out from under my body. And then I landed in a fucking black hole that had a rain cloud at sometimes thundering lightning right over the fucking exit. So it was dark, I was wet, I didn't like it. It was cold, I was alone. And maybe you've been there too. I hate it. Okay, but it's necessary. So I was in this place where I was angry, I was spiteful, confused, sad, fucking angry. Did I mention that I was angry? Good, because that's very important. I was very angry. Life snatched me up and was like, bye, Felicia. Deuces. Have a fucking ball. Figure it out. And guess what? I did, bitch. Okay. So I was in this black hole. And in real life, like I was, hopefully you understand, I wasn't really in a fucking hole. I was in a hole in my head. A hole. You get what I'm saying. Okay. But in real life, while I was in this internal dark place, externally, I do have a real front door. Now, I was many a times looking at this front door, and I am not kidding you, I had to stop myself so many times from just fucking Forrest Gumping out that motherfucking front door. Just, I would just be sitting there, and I'd be looking at it. And I would just think, you know what? Every part of my body wants to just run out that front door. I'm just going to run. And I'm slow as shit. But being in my own skin and in this hole and internally and just everything had me just ready to fucking jet set. I don't know where I was going to go. That's why I call it Forrest Gumping. I was just going to run and run and run and run away and never look back. Now, you have to understand, simultaneously, I've got a great fucking life. 10 out of 10. Couldn't be better. But that's not how, you know, being in a hole works. When you're in a hole, you don't give a shit if you got a 10 out of 10 life because you're in the hole. You get what I'm saying? So, anywho, I opted to not Forrest Gump, okay, clearly, and I came up with what I like to call Fat Camp. Pretty hot and tempting. Camp. Okay? Mind, body, soul. But not in that order. But that's how it rolls off my tongue. The proper order and the order in which I am achieving, mind, soul, body. Okay? Mind, currently, check. Soul, currently, check. Body, body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. We getting there. We out here and we getting there. Okay? So, came up with a plan. Mind and soul, check, check, made that sound like it was easy peasy. No, no, no. I got me lots of therapy. I figured out what the fuck I want. Me, what do I want? What do I want? Hello, I matter. Hi, what do I want? Okay, cool. Started to then choose me, figured out what I want, then began to choose a life and daily choices in such a way that reflects what I want. I learned how to love myself, like really, truly, fully, 100% love myself. I tossed my final and very few fucks that I had out the window. And voila. Ta-da! 3 years later, here I am. Check, check. Mind, soul. Now, you can do that too. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. If you feel like you're in a hole, if you feel like you're in... And maybe you're tied up in a bag of dicks. I don't know. Here's what I want you to do. wherever you are, if you're in a dark place, keep going. Whatever that means for you. Keep going in whatever direction you want. Not your mama, not your husband, not your wife, not your baby, not your daddy, you. What do you want? What do you want? I bet most of you can't even, you don't even know. Me? What do I want? Yes, that's correct. You came in alone. You're going out alone. You, what you want? And then, one day at a time, keep going. Maybe for you, one step, one task, one smile, one shower, and then one more after that. And then one more after that. And then you can get to the other side. We've all been wondering, why did the chicken cross the road? And it's to get away from the societal bullshit that's holding you down. And you get to actually be fucking happy. That's why the chicken crossed the motherfucking road. Me and the chicken are on the other side of the road. We're waiting for you. We ain't coming back over to the other side of the road. So come on now, one step at a time. You can do it. Put your back into it. But seriously, if you're struggling in life with anything, just give loving yourself a little bit of try. When you're in your head, beating your own ass because you forgot the fucking carrots at Farmer Jack's with Barbara, just stop that and pretend you are responding to whatever situation to your most favorite best friend or your child. What would you tell them? You would be sweet. Oh, you'd be so sweet and you'd be so kind. And you'd try to lift them up and make them smile. And maybe you'd hold them close. Maybe you'd give them a little slap on the ass. Come on, pep it up, babe. So why the fuck won't you do that for you? That's right. That's right. And that's why we need these hard life trials and tribulations, my friend. And long story short, it's supposed to be the summer shorts, and I'm making it longs. But that's how I got my shit together, okay? My mind, my soul. Got them back. But I'm digging too much into that. I'm just saying, you can do it too. I believe in you. You can fucking do it. But we're here to talk about all day's body, baby, okay? So I am 53 days into the final stage. And really, this was supposed to be a whole surprise sneak attack. Because I love a good reveal. But here I am bursting my own bubble. And that's okay. So I want to inspire you. But things are shaping up. Now, how am I getting this body back? You might ask. By loving myself. That's fucking right. Bring it full circle, baby. Loving myself enough to be disciplined and focused on a goal. Now, I couldn't be disciplined and focused on my body and also be disciplined. See why it's a three-part thing? Couldn't focus on mind, soul, and body all at once. It's too much, too big of a bite to chew. So I hope you're following what I'm doing here. To really kick it into high gear, my boss offered up perfect timing, quite frankly, a challenge. Maybe you've heard about it. It was a challenge of 30,000 calories. Now, this is a deficit. 30,000, losing them. We're not finding 30,000 calories. We're losing them. We're losing them within 2 months. We're going to lose these calories as fast as possible within 2 months, and we're also going to document them. So these, it had to be done on a piece of equipment. So my equipment of choice was the good old-fashioned treadmill. That's right. And by default, because I tried, actually we all did in this challenge, my boss, my very, very close friend and coworker, and myself. Two dudes and me. Now, scientifically speaking, they've got the extra testosterone to beat my fucking ass. But I said it publicly, I'm going to beat both your asses. Because who doesn't want a little dash of accountability on top of their discipline? And then, bing, bang, boom, here I am. I did just that. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. It's me. Bitch getting skinny and a beach ass. But I love them both. But I won. I did it. Okay? I just put my mind to it, put my back into it, and fucking got that W, baby. So let me tell you, if you're batshit crazy, or you're a bitch, or you're a little thick snicker, little with a little extra thickness around the waist, whatever goal you want, whatever dream you got dreaming up in there, you can get it. You can be happy. You can be the president. You can be Mother Teresa. I mean, not as a person. She's already a person, but you can do anything if you just believe in yourself a little bit and hold yourself accountable. Literally, open up that can of worms. Believe in yourself. It's fucking unbelievable what you can accomplish if you just love and believe in yourself. So take that. Take that inspiration in your pipe and smoke it. Now, we've come to the little dash of scare for you. Now, I told the story last time that stemmed from my room, and here I am again. Well, here I am again recording, and here I am again. This is where the story was born. Okay? I almost fucking died. Not really, but I felt as if my life was at risk. Now, let me explain. This room that I've been blessed to use for this time in my life is within a very large building. Now, normally when I record, I wait until everybody's gone, obviously, because first of all, it says I'm working on something. I don't need anybody eavesdropping up on my talking. And also, I'm talking in a room by myself. So I'm fucking crazy. I'm sure of it. But whatever. So I just, you know, I wait. Now, I've been doing this little thing here in this room for about about a year? Close to, something like that. Summerish last year. I don't know. And when I first began, I often would think, oh, I hear somebody. I hear somebody out there. And being the witchy bitch that I am, I'm like, no. You don't hear somebody. It's just a little, you know, a little spookster doing their thing, floating about, floating on by. This is a very old building. It's got a lot of history. And history is a mystery. So, la-di-da. I'm not scared of spooks. I'm one with the spiritual realm. I'm a spiritual being. But you know what I am scared of? Fucking real life people, because you're stupid, dumb, and mean. Just kidding. That's not all of you. I know. But I'm just saying, real life people scare me way more than, you know, ghouls and goblins and have you, whatever, you know? So fast forward to, I believe this was last week or possibly the week before. But I'm sitting in here doing my thing, right? I'm writing a little outline for the pod, doing, you know, taking little notes. And I hear a voice. And I'm like, okay, well, now this is open. The gym part, not my room. This is not always locked, never open. But the gym part, we're doing this little 24-hour biz. So you can get yourself a nice key fob. Boop, boop. Come and work out whenever you want. Okay, so now I have to take into consideration that when I hear a little boo, it might not be my ghost friends. It might just be an actual real-life person working out. No problem, right? So I'm doing my thing, hear a little voice, whatever, right? So I keep blah, blah, blah. Here's where the story gets fucked. So I'm just minding my own biz, typing away. And after I hear that little voice, a few moments later, I hear the most aggressive fucking banging on the door. Now I'm double locked. I'm trying to paint a picture here for the folks that don't know where my room's at. Because there's about half of yous that know. Because you come here and you're my friend and you're my, technically my student. According to my boss, I'm the teacher, you're my student. I'm teaching you fitness. But you know about my room, so it's, if you don't know, I'm gonna tell you, I'm double locked back here, okay? We're open 24 hours now, but I am locked in a large room that then has a door with a separate room that I'm in, also locked. So I'm double locked. Now it is a kickboxing room that is outside, immediately outside my door. Locked to the public. You may not 24 hours come and kickbox. No, sir. Stay the fuck out there. We locked up back here. So I'm typing my shit. Bam, bam, bam. On the kickboxing door, which is locked. Rightfully so. And this is where my fucking heart attack began. Okay? This is loud and it was aggressive. Then, this motherfucker, whom I forgot his fucking name, but when I see him again, I'm getting off track. Fucking bang, 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 bang on the door. Then, so I'm in my head, I'm like, okay. That was definitely inside, and then I'm tripping myself out. Was it outside? Because there's... there's a lot of fucking doors, okay? There's a lot of fucking doors. It's a big building, so there's a lot of fucking doors. But this is kind of ridiculous, to be quite honest. But you have to understand that there's, aside from this locked door, there's also two doors, one on each side, that go to the outside. Okay, so follow me here. From the inside, there's a locked door to get into this kickboxing room. The kickboxing room has a door to the right and a door to the left that go directly outside. So I hear this loud banging and I'm like, what the fuck? Was that that door or was that the outside door? Right? Because I'm like, oh, that sounded mean. It sounded mean. fucking aggressive. And I'm like, oh shit. What if somebody's fucking trying to bang down the door? So then, let me pick up where I left off. Properly, this motherfucker goes upstairs, but I don't know this, right? All I can do is hear. So I hear aggressive banging. I'm tripping out. Motherfucker goes upstairs. Also not supposed to be up there. By the by. Bang, bang, banging the fucking beats up there. Now, coincidentally, the fucking upstairs sounds like it's at that other fucking door from where I'm at. So bang, bang, bang on the right door. Bang, bang, bang on the left door. Hear a man's voice. All right, looks like I'm going to fucking die tonight because somebody is trying to break in. It's a man. And they're coming, it's possibly man's. They're coming in from fucking both sides. Okay, this is what I'm living in my head. Fuck me, right? So then I'm frozen. Okay, so I stop all things. And I'm all ears, baby. I'm just frozen. Panicking, listening. Okay? So everything stops. Including my fucking self. Because I'm frozen in time. And I'm just like trying to play it all out in my head. Like, what do I do? Now the banging, let me say, like, it subsides and things go quiet. But then, like, I hear again, you know what I mean? Like, then I hear talking again, and I'm like, and then I hear banging again. But then, from, you know, so I'm just freaking out. At this point, I'm freaking out. So I'm like, okay, maybe I should call 911. That's how fucking aggressive this banging was. I'm not exaggerating. It's ridiculous. Maybe I should call 911. This is my thought process. And then I'm like, okay, but also let's rationalize here. We're open 24/7. Maybe there's a good explanation to why somebody would so aggressively bang on this door, and it's just somebody working out. And they had a little whoops-a-daisy all around town in this building. I don't know. So I'm like, no, I can't go that route. Don't do that. So my first response is I'm going to text John, my coworker, and one of my very closest friends that I mentioned who I beat his ass in the challenge. Okay? It's my first call. He's right down the street. I was spooked once before and I called upon him. He came. I fucking checked all the spots. Everything was fine. So I'm like, okay, let's try it. Except it was 11:45 at night. He's a young boy, but an old man. Goes to bed at like 8 p.m. It's 10:45. I'm like, well, let's give it a shot. Shoot him a text. Are you awake? Nothing. Then I'm like, all right, I'll text my husband, even though I know what, I mean, what is he going to do? Wake the kids up, pack them up? Come check on mommy? No. So I don't know. I text him like, talk me down. Okay? Nope. He's sleeping, which I knew. But I tried anyways. And then I'm like, okay, all right, well, all right, I guess we're gonna have to just do it. We're gonna have to call my boss, who is also my friend, but also my boss. So, and you know, it's like, I don't fucking want to wake anybody up. I don't know what's going on. I'm just freaking out. So then in my little peanut brain, I'm like, oh yeah, P.S. Your boss's fiance is your very good friend. Hit that bitch up. See if she awake. Give him a little nudge, right? So I text Jamie. I'm like, hey, yup. I get nothing. Rightfully so. So I'm like, okay, it's 911 or Barry. Who are we doing? And then I'm like, okay, I'll call him. Start calling him. No, hang up immediately because I'm so panicked and frozen in time that I'm like, if it is people, I don't want them to hear me. They can come get me. So I got to be quiet. Because I only got this pocket knife. What am I going to do? What the fuck am I going to do with a pocket knife? It's a whole nother story. Now I got to get a gun. It's a whole thing. But, so I call him, hang up immediately. Because I'm like, I can't talk right now. He texts back. Praise be. He texts me back immediately and says, butt dial. And I'm like, oh, thank God. Thank the Lord Jesus. So I text him back and I'm like, explain the situation. Then he's like, call me. I'm like, son of a biscuit. So I call him and I'm like whispering because I'm fucking freaking out. And we get through it. Where I finally escape. And it turns out, it was some fucking guy and his fucking girlfriend. So he was probably saw my car outside, ran around the building. I don't know. Ran around the building to like maybe see who else was here. I don't know. I'm going to find out. You can fucking bet your ass that. But, oh my God. Like, I was so shooken up that I stayed on the phone, packed up my shit, and got out of here as fast as I possibly could. Just jet set. Right out. Didn't even say shit. I think I said, hey, to the fucking guy and his girl. Couldn't even comprehend it all. And now I'll probably never fucking see him again to really stick it to him. No, I'm just kidding. But I do want to fucking ask him what the fuck he was doing, first of all. And then I also want to say, P.S., don't do that. Ever. Ever. Ever again. Oh my God. Just ridiculous. And the grand finale, the little maraschino cherry on top, has to do with my sweet, sweet Francesca Marie, my little babe, my middle child, my definition of a middle child. She's also the one who told me about the witch that gave her the book. Same kid, different story. Now, if you don't know my Francesca personally, let me tell you. The best description that I can give you is Animal from Sesame Street. And I bet you didn't think I was going to say that. But that's my Francesca. Okay? She is who she is. And I fucking let her rock it out. I often say she looks like she's in like an 80s hair band, like a lead singer of an 80s hair band. Because she's got great curly hair. And it's like wild. I just let it, just let it be wild. It's all wild in her face. And she's always just climbing. And she's either chilling or she's running, jumping, climbing, risking her life in some way. You know, trying to plug something into the plug that you shouldn't. I mean, children shouldn't even touch a plug, right? fucking with light bulbs. Like, whatever she can do to really risk her life, she's all in. Loves it. Animal. Sesame just rah! But then also brilliant. It's terrifying. She's gonna fucking give me a run for my money. When she's 16, it's gonna be a nightmare. Send help to future me, SOS. It's going to be that one. She'll be jumping off the goddamn roof, fucking riding away in somebody's car before I even have half a peeper open. So I love her, and she terrifies me, is the best way I can describe it. But on this given night, she fucking cracked me up, and here's why. We have a whole process, okay, of how we go get these children to bed. So we start on ground level, and we start with the 5 minutes. All right, y'all, 5 minutes. Let's clean this shit up. We're heading upstairs. So that's always a nightmare. Whatever. Now, generally, I stay down for a little bit before I head up because that's my person. I'm like, well, I got to finish these dishes and tidy that up, and the fucking candle's not in its proper spot. So I got to fix that, obviously, before I can go upstairs. So whatever. It's like not OCD or anything. I don't know. So every time, here she comes. She goes up, she comes back down because she's mama's shadow. She's got to wait for, she wants to be where mama's at. She wants to be next to mama. She wants to be with mama all the time. Blessing and a curse, right? So on this given night, I made it up the stairs immediately. I was going to okey-doke them and scoot back down after. But I make it up the stairs, so I'm laying in my bed. Once we get that 5 minutes, you have 5 minutes in mom and dad's bed. So I'm like, yo, Frankie! Because I'm not getting up. Get your ass up here, essentially. I don't know what I said, but I'm like, come on, we're up here. We're up the stairs. I got 2 out of 3 kids with me. We're laughing, having a good time. We're waiting for Frankie. Where's Frankie? Where's Frankie and dad? They're lingering around in the downstairs. Then I hear Chris say, go let your mother smell you. And I'm like, wonderful. I would love a shit-filled diaper at this moment and at this hour. Send it on up. Sounds great. All of a sudden, I see this long, little, skinny, curly-headed thing walking towards me. And as she gets closer, I realize that the entire front of her shirt is wet. And I'm like, Frank, what happened? And she's like, that water's spicy. Spicy Wawa. Daddy gave me spicy Wawa. That water's spicy. And I'm like, huh? And then I smelled her, brought her in a little bit closer, and I died laughing. Because she smelled of fucking mouthwash. Now, hear me out. I had placed, hello, Ashley. I don't know. Oh, yeah, I did tell you about this. So I had placed some mouthwash outside in a sippy cup because I couldn't find a mason jar. And my friend, her daughter has braces. She forgot to get it. Like, they, you know, she was like, can you tide me over till I get to the store tomorrow? No problem. So I put this mouthwash out on the porch in like a travel sippy cup type thing. Now I bring it back in because it ended up storming. She didn't come get it. So I bring it back in, put it up, you know, out of reach, but not. I did not get rid of it, and that was my bad, but I also forgot to tell my husband that it was spicy water. That was also my bad. So I guess one of them or both of them, whatever, thought it was water. And she just took a sip and then was like, and just all down the front of her. And for that, I'm so sorry, but it was gold. It gave me a good belly laugh when I realized spicy Wawa. It's spicy. Oh, that's the little things, you know? So that's the takeaways. That's gonna be today's short summer shits with Brits. Life lessons. Let's summarize. One, choose you, love you, do you every day, one step at a time. Do it, put your back into it. Lesson number two, don't be a fucking dick and bang on walls. Number three, don't be a me and panic. And maybe tell the guy before you lose contact with him forever. And also learn how to protect yourself better. So that's lesson two. And lesson three is don't drink spicy water. Don't drink spicy water. And don't put spicy water in a child's sippy cup. Because that's confusing. And it was clear mouthwash. Just wow. So yeah, that's it. That's what I got for you tonight. I hope you enjoy. I love you. And I bid you adieu.